Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. And welcome back to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show. I want to talk to you a little bit about, in a general sense, how do we actually find good, highly performing properties to invest in? Both, you know, like when I'm looking for myself, but also for our community, for our clients, you know, and some of them may just look for their first investment and others are on their second, third, or any number after the first. And what we're really looking for are two things. Number one is, can we add to properties that we already own in a particular location? Because as you know from previous episodes, I'm a big fan of building clusters, you know, where you have like 3, 4, 5, 6 properties in the same location under the same management from the same provider. But obviously, there are circumstances that can prevent that. Number one is that not every provider has endless supply, right? And when we are ready to make an investment and the provider is not ready with properties that are to our liking, we have to look for others, other providers. But then there's also shifts in locations in general, right? And it doesn't always have to be locations like on a large scale. Like, I mean, we have heard in the media of lots and lots of people moving from the East Coast and the West Coast to like Texas and Florida. That would be a large scale shift. But then you also hear about things, you know, like, for example, you may have heard in the news in the last 2 years that there is a huge new investment in the Columbus, Ohio area. And we have had already done some of our investing and built some clusters in the Cincinnati, Dayton area, right? So when all these new investments came in, we didn't even necessarily need to look for a different state. It's still the state of Ohio, which is a large state, but there is now a little bit more economic opportunity in Columbus. There is a different kind of performance opportunity in the Toledo area. Then, you know, as I said, Cleveland and Cincinnati had given us good opportunities for different investment types, you know, short-term rental versus mid-term rental versus long-term rental. And then yesterday, for example, I found out that a startup electric aviation company has decided to invest in their new factory in Dayton, Ohio, which is right back to where one of our clusters is, right? So finding the right providers so that we can build clusters is one thing. But then the other thing is also to always keep an eye on how do we determine performance in the different circumstances. When I first started, interest rates for mortgages were between 2 and 3% if you were to buy a house and move in yourself, and anywhere between 3 and 5% if you wanted to invest as an investment property, right? And now we are in, for investment properties, in interest rate levels like between 7.5% and 9%. So that makes obviously a huge difference when the interest rates are 3 times higher than they used to be before, which also means that the properties are not as easily performing. We need to be even more, diligent in finding the right properties. And so the goal that we always have when we want to buy and are ready to invest in a property is to make some passive income, some positive cash flow the first month the property is occupied and starts performing. And to be able to do that, that kind of a performance is harder and harder to find. And one thing I wanted to convey to you and encourage you to do with me and besides me is to always do research. Never stop researching. Never really stop reading and listening, you know, whether it's podcasts or articles or stuff like that. But then also, and I want to really encourage you to do this because a lot of you listening to our shows, I assume, are already in real estate investing. And every so often, in my case, obviously quite frequently, but anybody who is investing, especially in real estate, receives requests to participate in surveys. What are you planning to invest? When are you planning to invest? How much are you planning to invest? Are you going to do single family, multifamily? Are you doing syndications or whatever other types of questions? So I really want to encourage you to participate in these surveys. I know they can be a little annoying and they might take like 5, 10, 15, even up to 20 minutes. But keep in mind, we are also dependent on good data. And I'm the first person to say we hear so many rumors in the media. I much rather want to go to solid data. And I believe the best data we can get from the people who do the same thing that we are doing. Like John Burns, for example, has a fantastic staff and system to collect data for rental property investors, right? And so I'm always participating when he and his organization invites me. And if you are a real estate investor or interested in investing, I would encourage you to also participate in the surveys, because the better the data, the easier it will be for us to find these high-performing properties, especially in times where we have this high interest rate environment to live with and cope with. And so those are far and few between. I'm very proud that we have a good selection of offers on the table right now, but we need to keep searching. And one of the best ways to search is to depend on research results that are based on these surveys. So I think this is something that we can all do. It takes a few minutes of our time, but it really pays back that investment in time in the long run. So if you want to talk a little bit about how I do it, how I find the properties, what these properties are and why they are high performing, then please go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the green button and book a call so we can have a conversation. And if you don't want to have a conversation right now, do me a favor and at least do a survey whenever you have an opportunity, so we can broaden the set of data, because the more data we have, the better it will be. And I hope you take me up on the offer to have a conversation and maybe join our community. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.